In carving zayin some reish chesed vaz chamish minim shem gefin teina rimin zayis. Tomorrow you make a brachas main shalosh. What's the reason why? Chavit says as the chesivusan as the shlach meretz Yisrael. That's one reason why. And if they have a chesivus brachas nasa. Yeah. And the when you have the chamishin mini dagan. In terms of the Ketzis Chashivas, some Chavit Sevdala brings down based on the Gemara, based on Tesvis, that somebody eats Dog and Chai, or Asi Kloyes, like Shalak, and his Shalim, the maker of Riyadam, Malacha, Burn, and Fasha. So there, it doesn't have the Chashivas of a Maitre Tapshul, and the thing which is eaten raw, and you don't go ahead and you do anything and process it, then it's going to be a Hadamo. So there are 8-9 cases in Sif Aleph and Sif Dalet. We go through the cases and the Gedarim, we don't get through the case of Halakha L'Mayis. So there's one case which the Garinim are Shalik, and you eat it, even if it's Shalik. So the Chavi says, this is based on Tosfos and the Rosh, the Chavi clearly says in Sif Dalet, Achol Dog and Chai, or it's Kali, it's Ayish Shalik, and the Shalim, you make a boy priyadam. That's kind of chesivus of bar minhag zaynus. And in as much as it's going to be shalim, then it's going to be bar minhag zaynus. There's another case where you could cook it. And when you cook it, during the cooking process, so it comes a shalim. It gets soft. It falls apart a little bit. So the shah is, what's going to be the luck in, what's going to be the luck in that type of case? So there's one case where it falls apart a little bit. There's one case where it falls apart totally. If it falls apart totally, based on Tosfos, Mishavur and Sifkat and Gimel brings down that in Mismachu Aidei Bishul, the Mismachu Aidei Bishul, even though B'tchila Nasnan, but Kedera Shleim Lagambi, even though originally put a Shleim Lagambi, but now it's totally in the Smaich, so B'chai Gavna is going to be Barman Mizoynis, because Lameisa, it fell apart in the Bishul process, the Smachu Yachva, got very short, and therefore be Barman Mizoynis. That's case number two. Case number three is, let's say you cooked it, and it's the smayach ksas. It fell apart a little bit. So what's going to lock over there? So over there we have a shartzion sefkatin yudches, which brings down. And it's smayach miksas. Well, in this show again, it's not shalim, but it's smayach miksas. Yesh sofik v'davar. It's a sofik. Avishon barachlim b'mim mizaynis. Chemash b'yagro. It's not shalim. I taste this after in the smayach yafa. He says that's for sure mezainis, otherwise it's not so clear. So for sure is mesupik, he's a little bit efshir make mezainis, but he's not 1,000% convinced. So that's kind of what we have so far. If it's shalim, what's halacha? Adama. If it falls apart totally, what's halacha? That's mezainis. If it's success, something is right, seeing a little bit more neita towards the side of mezainis, but efshir doesn't give a clear upside. Right, that's all when you put it in shleima. There's one more case of shleima in Ramayi says it's Shuvah Samaches, interesting Matzias, that let's say you put it in shalim, so everything's whole, and there's nistabik through the bishul process. So now they get attached to each other, even though the klipa is still there, didn't fall apart, it just has like some type of divik. It gets attached.
One grain to the other?
Yeah, one grain to the other. And so what we're looking for is we're looking over here, some type of shinei to make it into a tamshah. So Ramayi and Adam
looking for
it. What? No, I don't know what I'm saying. The stabik went out. Did that hear us?
Yeah, it's
really
the same. What do you say? The shalom. That's the one with the shalom and the kachem. And he said that it's the tzedal. That's why he brings the tzedal. He brings the spear. And then he said that it's the stabik. Oh, it's the smayach. What's up with the stabik?
What do you say?
See, also that
side is mine. We'll check after. Ramayi Shuvah says that in that case, that'll be mezainis also. Fine. Now, if you took off the klipa, let's go to slav two. You took off the klipa, and it was just a klipa, and it wasn't the stavi b'chal in the bishul. And that the Mangan brings down. If it's just a klipa, he wants to make it a machlekes between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam. Do you say just a klipa alone is enough to go ahead and make it into mezainis, or that's not enough? You also have to have some type of divak or divishal. So on that, the two mishaburas, mishabur in Dalet, and there's mishabur in Tesvav. And Tazav Mizanus, like Klipa Diktisha, Yeshim Rach Mizanus, take away some people say it's Mizanus, because now it's considered Husser Aklipa. That's the Rambam. Yesh Aimen Bopri Adama, it's Rabbeinu Yonah, because the Mesa the Shalim. In that case, it's Nochin Shalachin Kimetech Suda. In that case, where it's just Husser Aklipa, and it didn't have any Divak, so it's Achlik Sumi Binyan in the Rambam, according to Mangan Rambam, therefore it's Nochin to eat it Dafka in the Suda, and being that it's a Suffolk. If it's Husser Aklipa, and then it's Nistabik, if it's Nistabik Yafa, so then,
there wasn't
a smaich. What you say?
There wasn't a smaich at all.
The smaich is more that it falls apart, like the tipa falls apart.
In this case, we're
hosakipa. Hosakipa is just hosakipa is out.
And it's still foil.
Yes, it's shalom. Just hosakipa is out. You know, that's what I'm like. If it's a stavak day bishel, so the Mishabur in Sifkat and Dalit says that Chaim is standing to be in Davki stavak day bishel, all is nefesh of mesik there, lava can nefesh of shalom sif Dalit. That if it's a stavak day bishel, so then Hosaklipa and Stavik Deibus, you know, what's the classic case? That's like Chalant. It's Hosaklipa, you cook it, everything sticks all together. So that, the direct call, that's going to be Mizoinus because it's Stavik Deibus and Hosaklipa, and therefore it's going to be
Mizoinus.
Because you just do it, that's Mizoinus, the part of the barley.
Huh?
That's just Mizoinus.
The
pro barley. The pro barley is Hosaklipa. It's Hosaklipa, that's Mizoinus what it is. It took off the good, yeah. Then there's another case of, let's say you have a Dibak Kal. It's not clear, but you have a Dibak Kal. It's only not just like a Dibak. So it's that Tzia and Sifkat and Tess brings down Nivdek Sas Yisla Baruch Vayim Mizaynus. So if it's Nivdek Sas, then it's going to be Baruch Vayim Mizaynus.
Example, that would be
Chalm. And there's one more case, I'm going to get to the cases. Mishru brings down in Sifkat Yudalit. Certain Shisukipasam Gam mixes man gufay day tchinis rechayim. There's Matsias, they take off the klipa. Not only take off klipa, they also take off a little bit part of the atzam. Atzam thing. It's not just a klipa. Hosaklipa alone is only nachon nine in the suda. Here you took also a little bit of the actual. Michael, Nasa Katana Mashim Mukaidam, what is the Mishakari Parlan Griffin? And Nogan Levayak Bemizai Zach Mainchalis, the Hila, in Lazaka de Bush and Xiadi. In that case, which is Hussaklip, a little bit comes off with it. So he says that's 100% clear. Shabir says, what is that? It's not a Smechade Bush, it's not a Davin Stavik, it's just Hussaklip, but also he took a part of that at some Michael. There he says, if you know you're going to make the bracha, he says, in luchas biyada, doesn't give a clip sack. It's more neutral like that. Whereas in luchas biyada, Ramoishin Shuva goes with the pin. Aleph Samaches says that goes straight up. That be mizaynus. It's also a klipa and a mashu with a meichel. So then over there it's going to be mizaynus.
Why should
the meichel be? The one case is if you shulka, if you mamish, you split into two. So then that for sure is going to be mizaynus. That's going to be mizaynus. What was your question?
Why should removing a bit of the grain play a role?
The question is, we have some type of shini. You know, so when you have a dog in chai, so then we say it's pari adama. It doesn't have any chashivas to it. Now, if you do still have a shini to it, and then you go ahead and cook it, so we're trying to, like, what makes something into a maisa, what turns something from a dog in chai into something which is going to be considered a maisa tapsha. So we're saying the stavik does it. If through the cooking it falls apart, does it. If you split it in half and cook it, does it. If you cook it in a situation where you took off the klipa, so now you changed it from the Dagen Chaim, you changed the Messias to the Michael, so therefore that's going to make it into Bar Mizaynus. So just guys, over before we get the cases, I think we spoke about 10 cases, we'll give them a quick guess. If it's Shalim, what's the halacha? Adama. If it's you put it in Shalim and through the cooking it comes very soft and falls apart, what's the halacha? Mizaynus. Ksas? Suffolk is right here. Okay. If it's Nistabik, when it's Shalom, that's a Moshe. Okay. If you took off the clip and it's Shalom, that could be like a very common case. What's halacha? And what should you do? Only in Suda. You took off the clip and a little bit more of it. The Mishnah goes in Nichzodim and it goes in Mizaynus. if it's nistavik tzas aydei lebishol.
Shartin.
That's shartin is mezainis, and nistavik harbi, then for sure everyone's going to agree that it is mezainis. So the metzias of parabali apparently on a lot of them is that tzusa klipa, and also a little bit of the etzam thing. So the shayla is what bracha you make on it. Now, if you're cooking it, that shalad, there's no shayla why. It's a stabik. You know, it comes all one thing, and therefore the stabik therefore shows sure me mezainis. The question is, if you're just making it like in a barley soup or something, so there's no major nistabik going on. It's all separate things, and it's just all floating in visual basis. The question is, what's going to be in that type of situation? So they say most of them akapanim. The mitzvah says that it's tzusar klipa with also a little bit of the. That's a Michael. Therefore, according to Mishnah Berurah, Smid Alacha, Aim Limchay is Mizainis, and according to Amisha, Amisha
gives. In that case, the fact that the Nat is not because it's not Mizdavik.
Right.
Because if you take,
but the question is, at what point do we make it into a Tafshal?
In other words, if you pick up from the bottom,
if you put them together, they all come together, they would be together.
They're not
Mizdavik,
they're not near each other.
Now, Amisha says that if you have a Suffolk, whether it's Mizainis or Adam, Ramesh also wants to say, if you're not sure if it's Nistabik or it's not clear, Ramesh wants to say that Kipshuta, you know, you have a right to make a Mizainis and a Maisa B'Yavi. The way you'd be able to, it's more likely to do Mizainis. Kipshuta, they say, he says, some parabolis are Hasaklipa Ezehu, some are Hasaklipa and there's a little bit more taking off. So you're not really going to know when you buy, right? Which type it is, different brands, different things, you know, maybe they'll list nowadays, maybe you could like check it out and find out. But if you can't find out, so. If you have a suffix, the Mishnah Shuvah says that being Manashavi Yitz on the Zainis, and it is cooked. So if he says, if you have a suffix, whether.
You're not sure if it's both.
Saying if you have a suffix, you're able to go ahead and make a Zainis. Therefore, the Derek that's usually most of them, we're going to make a Zainis. But in Sif Dala's the contrast, means if you eat it chai, you didn't do any major processing to it, you made a klayas, means you roasted it, or shalak, and it's shalim, you only make a Barakri Adama. Now, Tosis brings down, if you eat dog in chai, bracha rishayna is adama, but bracha achrayna is mosafe. What's the shayla? The shayla is, and maybe you should go ahead and make a bracha al adama, and maybe there's a special bracha like that. But my state says we don't really know, we don't find that shtal like such a bracha, and he's not really sure. And therefore, he's not 100% clear what to do. So, the chai brings down, if you eat dog in chai, and the grain of mashleimim, you make a barbei adamah, when it fushes. Toys of this is takbu, what to do. If it's nachin, you should only eat a chasuda, and you should patre it with birkas hamazah. The proper thing is, being it's a safar brachas, you should only eat a chasuda, patre it with birkas hamazah. Let's say you didn't do that, the ikar din would be to make a barbei fushes, but a yari shemayim shouldn't go ahead and eat it. Therefore, there are a couple of different foods on the market, which the place would say are, would be considered maybe dagan chai, and be telling the safar gatoysis. And therefore, Yerushim, I'm with you guys, should only eat it Teich Hasuda. So one example is sugar crisps. It's like a...
Golden crisps?
They used to be called
sugar.
Puffed wheat?
Yeah, change the
golden
cup.
Puffed wheat syrup?
Yeah, the puffed wheat syrup.
With sugar.
Kishmak, yeah? Okay. Aaron says kishmak. So that is it's just puffed wheat, basically. That's what it is. So therefore, something which is puff wheat, Makaber says, that's, you know, it's going to be Adama, Bracha Kohen, we're going to have a Suffolk. And if you are a Shemai...
Is it puff toe or the puff, or is it like you pro barley?
Even if it's, well, the two things. I think it's puff toe, I think it's Metzias, but even if it's not, even if it's not, the Mechaber says, if you take dog and chai, you make a klayus, you roast it. So the Mechaber says, you do a bishul process to it. You just roast it, you do a bishul, you didn't cook it. If you didn't cook it, you don't have the such branch. So just maybe hosar klipa, and you didn't go ahead and cook it. Therefore, the place can say, in that type of situation, that could be totally in the sophic.
So it plays no role unless
it's... Oh?
So people don't play a role.
One second. In that case, so therefore we would say that it's considered a sophic. Another case, which is a vikuach, would be on granola. So granola bars. So granola is they just go ahead. So different types of granola bars. So apparently, Some granola bars, maybe they bake it beforehand. Most of them, they're not doing that. They're just like roasting it. So if you roast it, what should be the halacha? Wait, baking, same thing.
It's supposed to be cooking, yeah.
If you do a bishul, then it turns into a tafshul. If you don't do a mice of bishul to it, if you just, what do you say? So kishur should be adama. Now, what is a vikuach is if it's what? But not through the bishul process as a shayla. What is vikuach bishul is when you do it through the bishul process, it makes it into tafshul. If you don't do bishul, so then it's not. If you don't do bishul to it, then it's not. It doesn't turn into tafshul. What is vikuach is steam. The way nowadays the modern day things cook is through steam. So do you say steam? We can look at that as a bishul, and being that's a bishul, so therefore. It's dovek through the bishul passage that first one. It's going to be zainus. Or do you say that no, that we're not going to sacrifice that as a bishul? That's still going to be considered a. That's still considered like halfway, and therefore it's going to stay out of dhamma. So the sebrach means down the v'yashiv b'shem v'yashiv akapanim edim b'shem v'yashiv 100%. Wanted to say that. That we considered him a Zainus because the Maisa he went to Augustine as Bishul. He brought down from Larlitzia and Shamazalman, Kamigamania, Sir Scheinberg, that they hold all these things would be considered Adama and would not be considered a Zainus. So it will come out that, you know, on the granola bars, according to most of the places, they're saying it's Adama and then Bracha Chorin, you got Bishul, right? Because Bracha Chorin, you have an issue of what to do inside Bracha Chorin. What? Nochin to only eat it. Yeah, that's Machaber. Nochin, you're trying only to do Suda. You have it if you eat it, you can have it in the fascists. But Nochin, not to eat it, only eat it during a Suda. So some people, that'd be very traumatic, right? They really like granola bars, right? Right? So people are like, no. Don't like the granola bars. What? That's popular over here? Right. So the OU says that if you have less than two, you have like 1.5 of them, you're under the share of Bracha Chorin. So just eat 1.5.
Every 10 minutes.
What do you say?
Every 9 minutes.
If you eat it slower than, yeah, that's it. 1.5 every 9 minutes. You can only see when I have 18 of them over an hour and a half. Yeah. Go for it. What? What do you say? If you don't do a achila toich, you know, today's man, so you have 1.5 of them, then you're good to go.
What about if somebody ate 5 of them in 1 minute?
Because the ma'aseh, the ikar din is, it's only Yer Shemayim, and nochin loichon over those two, Yer Shemayim. The lesson was Yer Shemayim or nothing? A second. The lesson was nothing. Sorry. I made the lesson. Nothing. Proper thing to do. The proper thing to do, but a ma'aseh if he didn't have a Yes, my next eyes. They're very thin. They're not so. What? I don't know. I think it's look on a package. How much does it weigh? Two of them are like 40 or something, like that, right? So, I don't know. So I think it's that they're not. You know, about one half of them is going to be okay. A similar look is my rice case. So I'll make a rice case. So according to. I think most people in America brought up rice cakes from Zainus, right?
Yeah, many
guys are Zainus. It's similar to Abishayla. It's puffed whole through steam. So they say.
It's also Dovik.
It's Dovik. We're saying, according to Vyash, he says Dovik, I did steam, so I'll be Zainus. According to Shamzama, the place can. They want to say that it's
going to. Shayla, if a guy makes a Dama on a granola bar, he's not going to make a Dama on a rice cake. He's not
going to
make him
Zainus
the rest
of the day.
Totally
Zainus.
I think it's
the
same child.
Shouldn't he come in the same problem?
Well?
Same problem,
bro. No, yeah, it's not. It's right. It's not from the Chamishim Min HaDag, and therefore there you go to go. It's not going to be a issue. Fine. Now, Menegeya Sebeis calls Menegeya Sebeis calls the Yeshua. The Gemara brings down Menegeya Iker Tafa. We didn't see Iker Tafa so much yet, but just a short Hakdama and Menegeya when he gets us. Normally, when you deal with Iker Tafa, so the luck is like this: that when you have Iker Michael, so the normal rule of thumb is they go butter right by most foods. Rebbe is the majority of the food, so then that gets the Iker Bracha, and that's my Patasan, which is a Tafel. For example, you have, what's the example, Rebbe and Tafel? Mine just went blank. Oh, just pick a food, no, which has a mixture. No, it's not something Amazon. It's, you have a fruit cup. So you forget, what's the rave? Is the rave, if the rave is one michael, I'm not thinking about now, if you have two michael and 30% there, 30% there, save it for when we get to the vase. If you have 60%, let's say, bananas and 40% apples, so then it's going to be Adama. If it's 60% apples and 40% Adama, then it's going to be apples. And the way normal rule of thumb is ego basa rave, and that's going to be machria in terms of what to do. There's one exception, I'm rubbing down by us, that's something with a kosher mechavish mini dagan, something with a chavish mini dagan, that has a chashivas to it. Being that has a chashivas to it, so therefore that chashivas overrules and wins, and therefore something which is from the chavish mini dagan, so then the lach is that turns into a mezainis, even though it's a miyat of the meichel, it turns into the miyat of the food. Now, this klal, when you have a kosher when it's in there, that it gets a din. That it comes to chashivas is not across the board. It's not exist across the board. You have it. There are many exceptions brought down in Rishonim, brought down in Halacha. We're not having chashivas. For example, it's a Rishonim bring down. Let's say it's just ledavik ba'amal. The reason we have it in the Michael is not in order for it to give it a for eating purposes. It's more to hold the food together. So v'chay gavlin, and I can say we're trying to figure out. We're saying normally what's considered ikar tafel? Ikar is the rife. Fine. Now, mizonis is so chashiv that gets thicker. But if the whole meichel, tachas of the meichel is the food, and the mizonis there is not for eating purposes, it's just to hold the thing together, so you can't. That's not going to be ikar chashivas. And avada, in b'chay gav, in that situation, we're not going to give it a chashivas, and then avada that situation, that the it's not chashiv, and it's going to be batal. The tachas is a suffix. Let's see, make a ledavik, it puts so much kemach, that if it's gonna even it's gonna be rave. So it has a suffix, you know, we'll be lucky in that case. Maybe once it's rave machel, maybe, you know, we said before, you normally go bus the rave. Chos yesh bezmaila, you go bus the even a mash will get some zain. So davig not. It has a suffix, what's gonna be the rave? If it's gonna be rave. So the Shatin brings down, he didn't bring down the Taz. That klapi roiv, maybe that should be halacha. He says why? He says that number one, the halacha is any bari. Again, any matzi shouldn't can kachem mechliy be rakad davik. The machle doesn't really believe such a matzi is so matzi that you put a roiv and slowly the other davik. But batzim and lundus, you know, definitely mishbaros. Even if you put a lot of kamach, you'd say that if it's a davik, it's not going to have a chashiv. So kids are kol sheish be receiving roiv. It's not always right. It's not automatically boom, finished, you're done, dead. You can make a mezainis. If it's just ledavik, for example, it will not be considered. Anyone have the booklet over here a second? You want the booklet? Thank you. The lesson around them. Ketzu tefillin mirisku and lefes akruv v'shalir v'kemach shalacher. The davke in varchal b'rim mezainis lefes ikar kana batloi. Kol davish on the davik. It's tafel. Aikten l'reach. The reason why I have mezainis is just to give some type of reach. Or the tzvayis at tafshel. You just want to give it some color. Harizu tefillin. Avir ki yitin tam b'taruvis har ikar. You give it tam b'taruvis, it turns into ikar. Efa mini divash and vasa v'isam alei. Chiyad chita. Only to davik, it's you'll make mezainis because the dvash is going to be ikker. So I'm going to give some examples: reyach, seva, and ledavik. All those cases would not have a chashivas. In those cases, we say that the lach is that those things are not going to be mezainis. It's going to be shahakal. So let's go look at the case of the davik. So a couple of examples of the davik. So in fish, there's flour a lot of times in fish?
Gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish, right? So, bederek klal, the metzias apparently seems to be the reason why most people put in the flour in the gefilte fish is more the davik. It's all together. I think it's only the davik, therefore that's what makes the bracha shakan and nevar. You know, there is... even though there is flour in it.
Even if you taste it?
That's if you taste, depends. If you did it for taste, then for sure it's mezainis. But if you're using my drink as a davik, even though you always, there is a taste, but it's not there for taste. In other words, if you have a binding agent which would keep it together without that, would you put it there or not? So if you like the taste and it tastes different because of that, that's the other time. But if I just say it, just hold it together, easily holding it together, and echanami, you'd be able to go. Say a capital till and it'll stick together and add it, and you want to put in the flour so that it doesn't add to the taste, and then that just can be the dark
album. Same thing if they burn it cheaper?
Cheaper?
They give you fish, they give you flour. What's the same
that
it's costing
less? Is it there? Is it there for taste or what's it there for?
Phil, so you're pound of fish.
What do you say?
Saving the company money.
To mess via you?
No.
What do you say?
That's the most
dominant. So it's not there for the taste. If we just let that lava, it's a macha. Let's make it thick, but also, if it's not there.
If it's not. You're
benefiting, but it's not there for Tom or Lissa to leave. And there's the anchor Milo. Like, if it is a chuva, goes like the only Milo. What's the Milo Koshish play? It's Lissa to leave. That's the goal. So he's like. It's coming. Soy to leave. That's the Milo of. Avinaz and someone on the rest. This is a lame. He wants to say, he made a hoigus maybe twice in the Ram about this, but he wants to go like, he himself is like, say, maybe Tom's not enough. This is a lame, that's like the spitz mile of it, but if it's not. And, you know, that's Ikemaila of Amazonia. It's not coming to this lame. It might be showing him we're also Tom is enough, but it's not coming for taste. It's not coming to like, to fill you up, and then Ikemaila is not going to be thing. The only thing is you have to know why you're doing it, you have to know why it's done. If it's right, so fish in general, they say, but meatballs also, right? In general, this flour, why is it flour with that? They say it's ladavik, and it's there to all together, therefore, it's going to be shahakab. And if the one who's making it, I mean, you can have a shayla, it's telling the one making it, is totally in the one eating it. Who cares? A shayla, the stomach is telling the one who is. It's not making it, I'd imagine. What? Huh? No, what's the Michael? What is the Chefs of the Michael? Let me think a second. Let's debate that. Let's, I'm just thinking, talking out loud. No, what are the two studying? You could say, we're trying to think, what is this Michael? Is it there for Tom? Or is it there for, Or is it just there? The Davik. So saying that, so what's the Chesiva says Michael? So let's go two cases. Let's say the person put it there, the Davik, and I like the taste. So what do we say over here? You want to say, you guys think it's studying the Achila? Let's think a second. So let's just pick out two studies. So another case is licorice, which is somewhat a debate. Is licorice apparently is a decent amount of flour in licorice. I think they say maybe 20% or 30% is supposed to be a decent amount of flour. So I have to know what the sibis is of why they put it in. Is it there for a taste or is it there ladavik? If it's there ladavik, then it's going to be shakal. If it's there for a taste, it's going to be mezainis. I think the veltonim's on that it's not there for taste. It's there, it's there just ladavik. And therefore, the minhag is to make a shahakal. Now, he's saying if we hold, you know, I might be told a little bit in the original shayla. Let's say you're eating licorice because you're hungry. If you think as a snack, it's, you know, then obviously, if you're hungry, so then the candy part doesn't really fill you up. It's more the flour part which is filling you up. So then that'll be, I guess that'll be telling the chef. Is it telling you, or is it telling the manufacturer? I guess that'll be enough for me in that case.
How many of you are saying that this is saying tough?
What?
He
goes like that. It makes him look like it's Tyson Rambam, and then he goes back and forth about that. Yeah, but since Tyson to be Agdarim, Rami Baram is Chaylik, and he's making stuff for Brachas. Yeah. Now, just one thing I have to mention. This kala called Sheyeshboy. Let's say there's Loyosar Klipa. It's like a whole, which we say make Adamo. Do you say the kala called Sheyeshboy in this situation? Do you say the Ma'akol Sheish only when it gets the Bracha Mezainas, or then when it's going to Bari Priyad Dhamma? So this is the Ma'akol Rambam about it, so yeah. But the Shatzi and Sivkat Nechav Zayin, and then he got there, says, he goes with that, if it's Sarim Shleim, who's the Kibbul Vad, it's totally Mezainas or Bari Priyad Dhamma. Here's Bari Priyad Dhamma, he says, but the guy in Ma'am, because he goes with the, you say, not like the Ma'akol Rambam, and the only time he has the Ma'akol Sheish Boy is as the Mezainas, Ma'akol Sheish Boy, then it's not going to have that Ma'ala. Fine. They have these kabukim. I don't know what they call the what the American names call them. What they call
the nuts? The nuts and those hard.
Right. Kids like them. Yeah. The two of them. I mean, kids buy the big ones. I don't know. Okay, let's go with the big ones. The big ones. So what's that for? Is it like time or for taste? Or is it for taste? Therefore, it's going to be a Bermezen. It's, you know, it's there. It's a Kosh Yeshvay. And it's there for taste. Therefore, it's going to be considered a Bermezen. Okay, so I guess I have to move on to schnitzel. Now, schnitzel is... Right, chicken swallowed by, surrounded by breadcrumbs. Breadcrumbs should be mezainis, the chicken should be shahakal. That's how it's what bracha you make on it. So this is a big mevucha in terms of what's yisrael shayla. It's like we said before. And it's kosher, yeshiva is not exeis akasa. Kosher yeshiva is if it's there, if it's there for taste, then we say kipshutai as a chashivas, and therefore as a chashivas, therefore it should be mezainis. But it's not like a... It's a curse, it's not like what she's saying. It's a svar. What gets the karashivas? The Yisrael Shabbat Shnitzel is that you have something which ikar is a piece of chicken. And you have something else just like a coating around it, which is just there to give the chicken more of a taste. Do you say lamaisa is there for taste, there for koshi yeshboy, there for you should say it's going to be mezainis? Or you say no, that avada this koshi yeshboy is a kasev, is what is the ikar, what is the karashivas? So how can you say when you have a piece of chicken, and you have something surrounding it just to give it a little taste to the chicken, I can say now the ikar is the breadcrumbs. It's kind of going to say, it doesn't make any sense. And therefore, maybe it should be, shaka. So, do you say automatically anything which gives a taste is considered a chashivas, and therefore it comes very zainous? Or you can swear that by there's not exist a kosev is what considered the ikar shema Michael, what's considered the shema tavshel, it shouldn't be real like that. What's the tavshel called? So nikral shema is a, that gives the chashivas in a Michael. For example, another example, cookies and cream ice cream. It's ice cream, there's a little crunch into it. So you could say, like you're saying, the crunch is there for tam, the cookies give a tam, therefore you should go ahead and make a mezainis. Or you could hear the shad is that, no, something with just a spice. It's just coming to give a taste to something else. Maybe that's not going to have a chashivas to it. And
tavlin,
we call it tavlin. It's not going to have enough chashivas to make the tafel. And there's about some, like, if you go over to a das balabai, so if, before you learn the sugya, say, what's the ikar? You say about the ikar, the shitzel, right? Like, right? That's you say what it is. So, come along, we have a clown now. Because Yeshua tells us no, that we have to look at the mezainis that has big chashivas to it, if that comes the ikar of the meichel. The question is that only in a place where, like, we have two parts of the food, or, you know, there's like 30% this, 70% that, you have ingredients. So, give the mezainis and we sit at the ikar when you have two parts to it. But, same way, the whole ikar is the other thing. The ikar is the chicken shabbat, the ikar is the ice cream shabbat. The other thing is there either tavlin, coating, you can, you know, give in different nesches. Maybe you're not going to say that it's going to give a chashivas to the meichel, and now it's going to turn into, the ikar, and therefore it should be tafel to it, and therefore it should be shahakal. Do you have the two stadim?
Mm-hmm.
So these two stadim are good stadim. You know, if you look at, like, you know, there's Maduri Shena, Maduri Shnia of Rav Yashar, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and like almost like every single sefer of Sefer Nechos Brachos, Maduri Shena, Maduri Shnia. You know, they switch back and forth from this one to that one to there to there.
Why are we asking the question more about this case of shnitzel than let's say about the kvot kosher, even if we did it for the
because of the davik.
So
there's the davik that was saying that.
Nice, this is worse than davik.
Where?
Even if it would be nice and calm by the kvot kosher, that's just kabbalah. That's the manufacturer's kabbalah. It's still not kosher.
We want to, maybe we'll just give it as a shayla for now. We want to see what we try to find rice in the shayla. See if we could find rise to this. Shaila, you're the two stardom. I could give you all the names. I could pull up. But like, Rishon Zalman originally started off the Esher Shlomo Zalman with Rav Schnitzel. He goes, what's a schnitzel? So Rav screamed out, Sunday night supper. Okay. And now he knows what it is. Okay. So he said, okay. So originally they said, the Rav Yash originally said the name of Zainus. Later on, he was like, Chuzuk is Svara, and like, the three Nesquays and what his Chazar was. What is his Chazar was a shackle? What his Chazar was to make two brachas? Or maybe you should separate it? And, you know, different Nesquays exactly what his Chazar is. And we do have in Reish Hay, one case over there, that when you have the mat, the soup, you have mat, mat Griffiths, over there it says that the Mayan's not going to the Griffiths, and the Lavav is not going to be to the Mayan, therefore over there, we're doing on a concept of not being bought the one to the other one, therefore maybe you should make two brachas. You have to know it's like that. Or maybe because it's different over there. There you have, I don't know, you have a soup, you have the barley, it's two separate things. Eating it, therefore, I'm saying over here, the whole thing is kokule coming to the mechazik, the chicken, so therefore maybe over there, you should make a shakal. Now there are some of the poiskim, which are some of the books, which let me make a shakalik between maybe what it is. Sometimes it's a very thin layer, and sometimes it's a thicker layer. So if it's a thin layer, then what? Maybe we can say that's svara. But if it's a thicker layer, so maybe already that's there's a chashivas to it, and therefore you should go ahead and make a mezainis. So what's the thing about that svara? What do you say? We're trying to say it's like this. We're trying to make dargas. If it's a lachem machine, I may be willing to cavil. I'm saying I'm looking at dargas. We start like this. That's a kol chashivas. I'm saying svar, this is coming. La timza. Okay. So it's tough to this. But once your chash are ready, it's really thick and there's more chashivas to it. So then maybe ready, it's not going to be both to it. And therefore, it's a turn. You can't say it's tough to it. Like, later. There's anything by, same thing by those that yeshiva serves all those corn schnitzels. No one needs some sesame. Okay, the corn schnitzels in yeshiva, right? So it's the same side. Do you say the acre is going to be the corn? Therefore, should be adama. Or do you say, then no. When you're dealing with chicken, chicken's chashiv. I mean, chashiv is, if a chicken's be chashiv. So maybe the, what?
Soy.
Or soy, right, soy also. So maybe we say that chicken's very chashiv, so therefore maybe the topping should be bothered to it. My shank situation, where you're dealing with this thing which is like so chashiv, which is not so chashiv, so maybe the zonis should be an acre. And that's the type of svar they're trying to
do. Why does nicker not give it a chashivas?
Nicker, what?
Why does nicker not give it a chashivas?
What do you mean?
The fact that it's nicker, is that a chashivas? The breadcrumbs.
In terms of which
are the end, you see them right in front of you. Yeah. Does it give a chashivas?
It does. The question basically is, can you say something which is coming to enhance something else, like a tavlin, your coating, the cookies and cream, is that going to give it that it's, that it becomes thicker or not? Another similar shot.
Why is it different than a regular tasha? I put flour in the filter for the taste. Tasha is nice.
Can we have a little mixture inside of it? So then there are different parts of this fish, right? This part of the fish, which now is there, that's the fish boy, it's part of the flour, which is giving taste. And now we could look at it, maybe we could view it as it's all one Michael, and we'll try to figure out which is whatever. Here, I have independent shakal. And I put something on top of it. So now all of a sudden, does that take away
could
from...
Could it be not a mixture? That's the
whole reason. Yeah, it's all mixed in. Maybe you could hear that we'll call the mix al shame the mezainis, and maybe even though it is a fish, salad but... Croutons. A similar type of shell, salad croutons. Are we going to...
That's a mixture.
What do you say?
That's
so that I think we do. That'll be like similar to Reishai. That if there's a lot of croutons, if it's like this, if it's only mat, so then just like in Reishai, we say if it's only a little bit, we say one's not tough with the other one. So then if it's only a little bit, so then in the Chayi Gavna, then yeah, then Mr. Brother, maybe in that case to be two brachas. Another similar case we guys into this, okay, we'll discuss more maybe when we do Reishai Beis. But if you have cheesecake, so you have on the bottom is Zainus, and let's say the top you have the cheese, right? So, what's the mezainis there for? If the mezainis is there, just ladavik, batel. It's just to hold up the cheese. If the mezainis is there for tam, then... What?
Sure for tam.
Right. Now the question is, like, sometimes you have these cheesecakes, like, this amount of cheese, this amount of mezainis. Like, you know, mash, you know, it's not so much mezainis. The question over there is, are we going to say now, because of that mashu, we're going to say the whole thing is tuffle to that? Or not? No, that's us.
It was two shilas. The cheesecake would be tuffle to that, and also, but the mice, the mezainis does add a certain shmack of flavor.
Right. So it could be two rachas, or it could be, you know, it's a similar thing.
Maybe that's me that if baked together or not?
Could be. That was in Kosan Chesukat. Maybe it's
like a pie, like Oreo pie or something.
Right. Or whatever.
It's not chocolate bar.
It's not being baked together. It's not being baked.
Falafel. There's falafel balls. So they put flour on falafel balls. So why do they put flour on falafel balls? If it's a davik, shakal. If it's a tam, it's going to be mezainis. What do they do it for?
Maybe a little bit of both.
I think so. Our student says he thinks it's very falafel balls on mezainis. I don't think it's like that. I think they assume that at the just the davik, and then we get our adama. What?
Go back to the
shed,
depending on the maker.
It'll be adama or she ha girl. Okay.